Don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Guide your growth with Bigger Picture Business Banking. Search NetBank Bigger Picture Business Banking.
The focus on Prosus and Naspers has continued to intensify, with the Prosus unbundling seemingly not having narrowed the discount to NAV and unlocking value for shareholders like it intended. Joining me now to share further analysis of what we're seeing play out is Ziad Joosub from Nedbank CIB. Thanks so much, Ziad, for your time this evening. So, like I say, the unbundling of Prosus from Naspers has confounded many because it was supposed to have narrowed the discount to NAV, but instead the blended discount to NAV has in fact deepened. So why has the unbundling not had the desired effects?
Hi, Alicia, and good evening to all your viewers. So I think this is a very topical point that you raised, and it sort of ties in very closely to the initiation study that we just completed on Naspers discount to NAV. Specifically, we focused on closed-end equity funds that are listed, and a lot of relations and dynamics were unveiled or understood by us relating to holding company discounts that we feel may not have been fully appreciated within the Naspers and Prosus investment case historically.
Okay, so give us some of the detail there, Ziad. I mean, what can be categorized as structural, what can be categorized as cyclical, and how significant are those respective categories?
Okay, so you definitely need to split the discount drivers in between structural discount drivers and cyclical discount drivers. So overall, Prosus carries traditional discount drivers, while Naspers is a more complex holding company structure. So I think it's probably best we address them independently. For Prosus, your typical structural discount drivers are agency friction costs associated with holding company structures, an inability to manage or adjust asset portfolios, and a lack of control, more so in the case of Prosus, given the disproportionate voting rights structure that exists. And also importantly, what our closed-end fund analysis unveiled was single stock concentration accounts for a huge component of how deep a discount is for a holding company. And in Prosus's case, Tencent accounts for 90% of Prosus's net asset value. So for Naspers, all the prior discounts exist, but the company has two additional discount overhangs. One being its high Swix weighting on the JSE, and the second being the fact that it carries a double discount. It is, in effect, a holding company whose primary asset is also a holding company. So Prosus explains 99% of Naspers' value.
Okay. So that being said then, how do you view the levels of discount, and are you expecting those to narrow or widen even further?
So I think on the cyclical side, what we discovered was VIX volatility and profitability or losses of consolidated assets are your two biggest drivers of cyclical, are your two biggest cyclical discount drivers. So at the moment, we believe discount levels are too high at 30% for Prosus and 50% for Naspers. Our view is for VIX levels to normalize over the next 12 months. At the moment, they are 1 to 2 standard deviations above their mean. And also, after the online food investment cycle, as well as, you know, classified profitability recovering off a low COVID-19-induced base, we think losses are also set to reduce by around $300 million US on a core headline earnings basis. So, in our view, of Naspers' 50% discount to NAV, around 10 to 15% of that additional discount can be explained by the higher risk premia in the market due to the turmoil that we've experienced over the next 9 months.
Okay.
So at a minimum, we would expect a 5% discount contraction at Prosus from 30% to 25%. And at Naspers, we feel it could contract by up to 10%, giving its double discount characteristics.
Okay, well, we watch that movement. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Ziad, for your time this evening. Ziad Joosub is with Nedbank CIB.
don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Experience growth through cross-border trade. Search NetBank Bigger Picture Business Banking.